Right now, Lindsay Ray McIntyre, Chief Diversity Officer here at Microsoft. How you doing, my friend?
Hi, Seth.
So let's start at the beginning. Why is Microsoft so focused on diversity and inclusion?
I would boil it down to one point, which is to build technology that empowers every person and every organization. Microsoft, our customers, our partners, the developer ecosystem have to represent the planet, and that's like 7 billion people. So we have to be proactively seeking out difference and uniqueness, and then creating the conditions for all of it to shine through everything we create.
So why would organizations make D&I, diversity and inclusion, a priority? Why should they?
I'm going to geek out for just a minute because I feel like this is the space that where I can do that. The neuroscience of inclusion tells us that our brains process exclusion in the very same way as physical pain. So say you pull a team of developers together and they're working on the next epic piece of technology. If just one developer is excluded, their brain is processing that as pain while trying to innovate and collaborate and contribute. If you multiply that across hundreds and thousands of projects and deliverables, that's a huge impact on an organization and a company.
So you mentioned lost productivity, which is surprising. What are other benefits organizations who do this see day to day?
We know from the research that diverse companies outperform their homogenous peers by 35%, and that diverse teams innovate faster. And so it has to be about ensuring that we have the diverse perspective so we can look at problems from different vantage points, but then also create the conditions for those people to be their best selves and contribute, making the case for both diversity and inclusion.
So, what is the best way for organizations to implement these kinds of principles today?
You know, at Microsoft, we grapple with this as a huge global company, and we don't always get it right. Our growth mindset is our very best toolkit on this one. We also invite experts in from the outside to teach us about things like covering and allyship and privilege and how those concepts impact us as individuals, our culture, and our productivity.
All right, so there's a lot of terms that you threw out there. Some of them are kind of new to me.
Yeah, the first thing I would say is this isn't the first time that you're going to hear about diversity and inclusion through our events and experiences. So, for those of you that follow us, you can count on us to keep sharing more. But I'll take covering, which is the concept that we as humans downplay known elements of ourselves to fit into the mainstream. These are things that people know about us, but we minimize them anyway just to fit in. And 61% of us in the workplace cover. A couple of my colleagues at Microsoft have been gracious enough to share their stories, and I'd love to roll the video for you all to hear them.
Let's do it.
One thing about me is I have cerebral palsy. Even with disability, I think about covering a lot.
I feel like there are certain parts of myself that I can't bring into my day-to-day, then it becomes harder to really engage in the work that I'm doing in, and also really hard to engage with the people that I'm working with because then I don't feel like they really understand me.
I would have called myself a late bloomer of fashionista because when I started at Microsoft all the way to 1998, I was one of, if not the, one of the few engineers in my team as female. And I definitely took the approach to blend it in, which means t-shirt, jean, and sneakers. I didn't want to stand out because I didn't want that become a distraction. Somehow, the way I look is being paid attention rather than what I say and how I think and what I do.
Part of the reason we cover, or part of the reason I cover, is it's about protecting yourself. And so whether you are confronting issues that you have around mental health, whether you're coming out, you begin to realize that if you have the people around you that allow you to share that information in a way that gives you permission to feel safe, then you can begin to start to realize that you can start to turn up and do the kinds of things that you know you're capable of. In a way that's ultimately far more impactful.
So I started to explore and also started to see more women, you know, engineers in the company, and it gives me the permission to dress more what I like. And fashion has been one of the areas I feel I can have a way to express myself fully, to be creative, to have fun. And so now I fully embrace it.
I just think about some of the best teams that I've been a part of, and those are the teams where I've felt like I've been the most authentic, and we've actually done amazing work because people were sitting around the table and were bringing who they were into the room.
In situations where I can feel like I don't need a cover, it feels like anything is possible. It feels like I can, you know, not only show up places, but I can really actually speak up and kind of rise up and think about, you know, what do I bring and what are all these experiences that I've had as a result of being gay, as having a disability. We have an obligation to represent everyone that uses our products and everyone that comes in touch with Microsoft. And that's really my dream and what my vision of achievement looks like at this point.
I love learning about my colleagues. I mean, it's both exciting to see, you know, how they can be their own selves, and sad again to see that they had a little bit of a struggle. What's the key takeaway for us here?
In the diversity and inclusion space, we have a saying, which is if you're not intentionally including, you are unintentionally excluding. And now at a time when the technology can exacerbate inequality more than ever, it is on each one of us at Microsoft, in our partners, in our customers, in our entire developer ecosystem to proactively look for those instances and then build in a more inclusive way. When we do that, our ideas will be better, our products will be better, and for sure, our customers will be better off.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. This has been amazing.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.